this time of sudden loss. And to her family, Trinity offers our deepest condolences and assurances of our continued prayers for all of you. If there was someone who was not able to come to the service today because of concern of being in a large crowd with COVID and all of that, we are recording the service. We'll put that on our website and then also make it available by CD if you want a copy made for someone. The man Job in the Bible had much worse loss than us, and it led him to fall down and worship. Let us also worship God. As 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 and 4 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this promise in your word, that you will comfort those who come to you. We thank you, Lord, that you urge us to praise you, as you are the source of all life. You are the sovereign and good one in our lives that we rely upon. We thank you that you turn our own affliction into the ability to comfort others, because we have been comforted by you. We pray, Father, that you would help us and assist us to be able to comfort one another with that peace that Christ has brought to our hearts, we who know him and trust in him and believe in him. Please especially comfort the family during this time, but also Miss Betty Rose's friends and loved ones. Lord, we pray that you would draw near to us and help us to draw near to you during this time. For we ask in Jesus' name, amen. I want to ask you to turn to one of Miss Betty Rose's favorite hymns, number 630, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus," and stand if you are able.